Welcome back to the Deep Dive. This is where we take a, a whole stack of information research articles, data, and we really try to distill it all down to the core insights you need to know. And today, we're drilling down on a really fascinating piece of observed market behavior. Our sources gave us this incredibly clean cause and effect link.
A roadmap.
Exactly, a roadmap. It shows a direct line between external market pressure on one side and internal professional adaptation on the other.
And that roadmap is so valuable because, you know, in complex markets, it's often really hard to separate what's just correlation from actual causation. But here, the sources are pointing to a very clear reaction, a structural change driven by necessity. This isn't some slow, gradual evolution. It's a strategic, rational move people are making because their old methods just aren't working anymore.
Precisely. And the single sentence that sort of encapsulates this whole thing is, sellers turn to partial agent engagements amid inventory shifts. That one observation. Well, that's our mission today. We've got three moving parts here.
Yeah.
Inventory shifts, the sellers, and then this new model, partial agent engagements. We need to dissect how they all interact.
And I think we need to ground this for you, the listener, right away. Let's frame this in a high-stakes market. Think complex commercial real estate or maybe unique high-value assets. A world where agency commissions are significant and the stakes are just enormous.
Okay.
Because that's the environment where a seller's behavior is going to be most sensitive to these kinds of changes.
That sets the stage perfectly. So we're analyzing why a change in the assets themselves forces a change in how you hire your experts.
Yeah.
Okay, let's unpack this. Let's start with the source of the pressure. Inventory shifts. This is the catalyst, right? The thing that breaks the status quo.
It is. When we talk about a shift in inventory, we mean a major disruption. Something has changed in the normal flow or the volume or even the quality of the assets being managed.
And the source doesn't actually specify what kind of shift it is, does it?
No, it doesn't. And that's critical. It could be a sudden glut. You know, a flood of distressed assets hitting the market because interest rates spiked.
Or it could be the opposite.
Exactly. A severe shortage where competition for the few good assets becomes incredibly intense.
So the specifics of the shift matter less than the impact of the shift itself.
Precisely. The impact is volatility, uncertainty. In a stable market, a seller can rely on a consistent process.
Sure. You hire a full service agent, you pay a standard commission, they handle everything.
It's a predictable model. But when the inventory shifts, that traditional model can suddenly become, well, inefficient or too slow or just way too expensive for the new reality.
Okay, let's make that concrete.
Yeah.
So say there's a glut of similar assets. A regulatory change maybe floods the market with distressed properties.
Right.
If I'm a seller, that full service agent who charges, say, a 5 or 6% commission, that was fine when inventory was scarce.
Really, when margins were high.
But now I have dozens of these things, prices are falling, and paying that high fixed percentage feels like I'm just burning capital.
You've just hit on the core conflict. It's cost versus necessity. If margins are thinner, the first thing a seller is going to do is look to slash costs. And that big fixed percentage commission on a potentially lower sale price, that's a huge target.
And what about the other scenario? The scarcity.
Well, in that case, the seller might not need an agent to find buyers. The buyers are already lining up at the door.
Oh, I see.
But they might desperately need, say, hyper-specialized legal help to navigate a dozen competing offers, something a generalist agent just isn't equipped for.
So that raises a really important question then. What is it about that traditional full-service model that makes it so unable to handle this volatility?
It's essentially an all-inclusive bundle.
Mm-hmm.
It's built for a linear, predictable process. It's inflexible. So when the market changes, the seller might be paying for services they don't need anymore.
Or not getting the one specialized thing they do need.
Exactly. It's a structural mismatch. The risk from the inventory shift is now being made worse by the inefficiency of the old agency model.
Okay, so we have this volatile environment. It's driven by these inventory shifts, and it's forcing people to look for new solutions. Let's move to the people themselves, the sellers. Why is this trend specifically noted among them?
Because the seller holds all the risk.
Right.
They're the ones whose balance sheet is directly hit by a change in the value of their inventory. And what's really fascinating here is the implied sophistication of these sellers. They're not just sitting back and taking it. They're actively managing their risk exposure. They're proactive.
When the old model stops working, they go out and find a new one? It's like my house is on fire and my general contractor is offering to repaint the living room.
That's a great analogy. Yeah. They need targeted, immediate help, not a generalized service package. The source singles out the seller because they are the ones with the financial incentive to find alternatives.
Alternatives that offer better efficiency or lower costs.
Or a higher dose of specialization than that full service agent can provide. They're looking for ways to fractionalize the services they need.
So if this shift created some highly technical problem like new environmental disclosure rules,
no.
The seller doesn't need someone to run open houses.
Right.
They need an expert who can make sure that compliance paperwork is perfect and fast.
Absolutely. The seller is basically doing an internal audit of their whole sales process. They're asking, where am I losing time or money or running into compliance issues because of this shift?
And they realize.
They realize that for, you know, 80% of the tasks, they can handle it themselves. Or the market conditions make it simple. They only need that expensive, specialized help for the critical 20% that the shift has made complicated.
This sounds like a logical, almost inevitable economic reaction. I mean, when things get uncertain, you always try to turn your fixed costs into variable costs.
That's the core mechanism right there. A full commission is a high fixed cost. By moving away from it, the seller gains a huge amount of financial flexibility. They're optimizing their spend on expertise.
So every dollar spent on an agent is buying the maximum possible utility for the very specific problem they're facing.
Precisely.
Which brings us to the solution itself, the operational adjustment they're making. And this is where it gets really interesting for me. Partial agent engagements, PAE. What does this actually look like in practice?
Yeah, deconstructing PAE is the key. We're contrasting it with that traditional end-to-end full commission model. In a partial agent engagement, the seller is unbundling the services. They're not hiring the person anymore. They're hiring the skill set for a very specific job.
So instead of, say, a $50,000 commission, what does the compensation look like? How does that work?
It becomes much more project-based or time-based, which massively reduces the seller's risk. We're seeing three main types emerge here.
Okay.
First, you have a flat fee model. An agent might charge, say, $5,000 just to get the listing on all the major platforms and handle the first wave of inquiries. But the seller handles all the negotiation.
So limited scope, fixed price. What's the second?
The hourly consulting model. This is for really specialized tasks like navigating a legal minefield or doing a high-level appraisal review. The seller pays a premium hourly rate, but only for the 10 or 20 hours they actually need.
And the third?
The third is what you might call an a la carte or limited service model. So the seller might pay a very small commission, maybe 1 or 2%, but the agent's job is strictly limited.
Like what?
Like, for example, running a specialized marketing campaign to find international buyers because the inventory shift means they have to broaden their audience.
That makes a ton of sense from a cost perspective. But aren't the sellers just shifting risk onto themselves?
Yeah.
By managing more of the process?
That is the critical counterpoint.
Yes.
And it's a risk-reward calculation they're clearly willing to make.
So they're betting on themselves.
They are. They're betting that their own internal team or their own experience is good enough to handle the unbundled parts better or cheaper than paying a full commission. They're accepting more managerial complexity and, yes, more potential liability in exchange for huge savings or access to critical niche expertise.
So PAE is a model for sophisticated sellers then? Not for everyone.
Yeah.
You have to know exactly where your pain point is and what kind of surgical intervention you need.
Exactly. And if you connect this to the bigger picture, partial agent engagement isn't just a cost-cutting tool. It's a specialization accelerant.
Oh, so?
It forces the agents who do this work to become truly specialized and efficient in one thing because their pay is tied directly to the singular value they provide, not the overall deal size.
Okay. Now we have all the pieces. Let's pull them together. Let's really hammer home that definitive link from the sources. Inventory shifts are the direct cause pushing sellers to use partial agent engagements. This isn't a coincidence. It's an engineered solution.
And this is so crucial to grasp. The change in the underlying assets, the inventory shift, has made the old professional service contract obsolete. When market volatility goes up, the fixed cost and the generalized service of the full agent model becomes a massive liability for the seller.
So under stress, the rational choice is to seek flexibility and targeted expertise.
Mm-hmm.
The flexibility comes from the unbundled, variable cost of PAE, and the expertise comes from these new specialist agents who only handle the bottlenecks.
It's a textbook example of high-efficiency market adaptation. It shows how quickly these macro forces can filter down and completely restructure employment and contract models.
It's a domino effect.
It is. If the inventory shift is forcing sellers to be tighter with money and more specific with their needs, the whole ecosystem of agents has to respond by becoming fractionalized specialists. The era of the generalist agent dominating this high-value market, well, it may be ending if these shifts continue.
So what does this mean for you, our listener, beyond this one industry? This dynamic is really a blueprint for understanding how broad economic forces, interest rates, supply chains, new regulations, immediately reshape professional services everywhere.
It is. You should be looking for where fixed costs are turning into variable, fractionalized services in your own field.
It's the gig economy reaching the highest levels of commerce.
That's a great way to put it. The pressure from the shift forces what was once a steady contractual relationship to become transactional and scope limited. And you can probably see this happening in IT consulting, logistics, financial modeling, anywhere that core risk is rising.
So it paints a very clear picture. Market volatility fuels the adoption of niche, fractional professional services among those holding the primary financial risk. We started with one single profound observation, and it ended up defining a whole new way of delivering expert services.
That's the key takeaway. But it does lead to a final, more provocative thought for you to mull over.
Let's hear it.
If sellers are now actively managing risk by adopting these partial engagements more and more, what does this trend really suggest about the future of professional agents? Are we creating a bifurcated profession? You know, a small group of hyper-specialized, high-rate consultants at the top, and then a large number of low-cost, maybe automated agents who just handle basic administrative tasks at the bottom.
The middle gets hollowed out.
Potentially. This structural challenge to the traditional full-service career path is something that could redefine professional work for years to come.
A truly fascinating implication. Something for anyone in a professional service industry to think about. We'd encourage you to explore the impacts of volatility. Look not just at prices, but at the very structure of the contracts and relationships around them. Thank you for joining us on this deep dive. Until next time.